Welcome to Mindful School Marketing, your go-to podcast for personal and professional growth.
We're school marketers, business owners, and moms passionate about connecting other school professionals with tools and strategies for success.
We love solving problems, exploring new ideas, and thinking outside the box. Let's transform your school and life starting right now.
This is episode one.
Welcome to Mindful School Marketing. I'm Aubrey Bursch.
And I'm Tara Clays. We are excited to get this new podcast started. So we thought we'd start out by introducing ourselves and talking about what this podcast is about. So go ahead, Aubrey.
Sure. Well, I'm Aubrey Bursch of Easy School Marketing. And so I help small schools and medium-sized schools really learn about their marketing in a unique way and optimize the resources they have to build the foundations for a solid marketing program.
And I'm Tara Clays. I'm the founder and owner of Design TLC, which is a website agency specializing in websites for independent schools and enrichment programs. And so we support the types of things that Aubrey does in a much more granular way. We basically build websites and help make them effective, use them as marketing tools, and connect them to other tools that you use.
Great. And now you might be wondering, why are we starting this podcast? So we wanted to tell you that because what we saw was a hole in the market, in the podcast market, I should say. And we really didn't see anything out there that really addressed both like the holistic view of what our small school leaders or school leaders in general need.
Yeah. Aubrey and I have known each other for, I guess, about a year or a little bit more. We have been in a small mastermind with some other school consultants and have just been talking about just how we wanted to engage more with the community at large. And also as moms and as women, you know, filling in a spot here too, kind of bringing that perspective to the podcast, a school marketing and admissions podcast space. So we thought that we could broaden the topic beyond marketing in a specific way to talk about other things that we do as marketers and as administrators, enrollment focused people on how we can do a better job.
And I think we're going to, a lot of people talk abstractly about how to do a better job, but we're actually going to have guests on that are going to give you action steps, like action-oriented tasks so that you can implement this in your life and find it really helpful. And as you know, someone who works with a lot of schools and heads of school and marketing and enrollment directors, you know, I often see that, you know, they're like us, right? They're juggling a lot of things and they're trying to also be present at home and do an excellent job at work so that they can help move their school forward. And we really just want to be supportive of that effort. And that's why we're doing what we're doing right now with this podcast.
Yeah. And selfishly, I think we both love geeking out on some of this stuff. I mean, things like productivity and tools and just, you know, self-improvement are things that Aubrey and I have talked about offline for a long time. So we kind of put our heads together and wrap our heads around the kinds of things that we could talk about and share and help ourselves at the same time. So I think we're each going to get something out of this in addition to what we're going to be sharing with you all. So we're just looking forward to meeting you, meeting more people that can give us all ideas on how to be better at what we do.
Absolutely. I think you're so right about geeking out. I mean, I'm just looking over at my bookshelf over there and I'm like, oh yes, you know, of course, you know, this isn't at all selfish.
Every one of those books, every word in those books.
So I love it. And I love that I feel like we complement each other really well. Like we're getting different perspectives and I'm just really excited about this collaborative effort because I just think it's going to help so many people. And us too.
It's going to be really fun. I think, I'm really looking forward to getting started and putting this all together, even just as we've been evolving it rather quickly, right? Over the past month or two, just it's becoming more and more exciting as we get closer to the launch. So I'm really excited to share our first few episodes with people really soon.
Now, what I have to ask, I'm curious, like what topics are you most excited to dive into? I mean, we've already had a couple of interviews and we have some on the book, so.
Yeah, for sure. I think a part of it for me is being relatively new in this community is meeting people and putting names to faces and hearing more about what they have to say in specifically for the school marketing industry, for the independent school community. But combining that with things like the Enneagram, which I know, speaking of geeking out, I mean, we talk about it. We've had guests come on who are into it. So like, that's going to be really fun to talk to Shay Box about Enneagrams, hearing about digital marketing tactics. I think it's always something that I love hearing more about, ideas and approaches to that. So that, and then I think hearing from some people who are really engaged in the community about what that means to them. And communities are so important, as we've learned through COVID, right? How just even without being in person, how communities have stayed together and grown just from an online presence. So I think that, you know, the underlying element of what we're doing is all about this community, right? It's anybody can listen to this podcast, even if they're not a school administrator, and they'll probably get something. Hopefully they will get something out of it, but we really want to apply what we're talking about to the specific challenges and joys of somebody who works in a school.
Absolutely. I can say it better. I'm excited for it all. As you can see, I'm really excited for it all. I am excited to not only, you know, learn more about marketing trends, and like, we're going to have some Facebook ad experts on and analyzing the data. So there's all that traditional marketing stuff, right? That I think is so important in our ongoing growth in the field to understand and embrace as it's ever changing, right? I mean, look at where we were last March. The amount of change that's happened since, you know, March 2020 is crazy. So I'm just excited to dive into that. But then there's that other piece. Like, I'm excited to find out like more about work-life balance. Like, how do you stop burnout before it happens? Mm-hmm. I mean, the amount of heads of school I work with on the edge of burnout, like last August, August 2020, it's huge. And so I'm excited to have those conversations. And then it's in those conversations, I think you'll agree with me, that all of a sudden we come upon this unexpected jewel, right?
Yeah.
Of like this nugget of gold that someone will tell us about. And we're like, oh, tell us more. And it's those things that just are amazing. And then, you know, I like it. I'm hoping that since this is like a community, right? It's, you know, it's free content that people can digest and use in their lives, that we're, you know, giving them these tools to then take away. And I'll be sharing them with my clients too. I think this is just going to be so beneficial for everyone. And I'm really excited about that, if you can't tell.
Yeah, me too. And I just had another thought as you were talking, which is the timing of this new podcast coming right, like on the cusp of what we see as hopefully the end of this pandemic period, where we've spent the year and schools have spent the year adjusting to what they weren't sure was going to happen. And then, you know, what was clearly happening. And now there's a whole nother pivot that's going to be happening as things return back to normal, but normal is not the same normal. And how do you retain these new students that you've gotten, and what are your new challenges? So I think we're also coming out at a time where there's going to be need to be even more transition and more adjustment to a new way of doing things. So I'm really excited to explore that in this whole scheme of what it means to be mindful, which is really also what we're talking about. I think in every episode is being mindful in what we're doing and being mindful about what's coming up. So, yeah.
I know people are like, yeah, this couldn't be come at a better time. You're right. Because mindful, I mean, first of all, this is a disruption, right? This has been disruption, right? And wherever there's disruption, there's opportunity too. And I think we're in this amazing time. And this couldn't have happened at a better time. And I think bringing mindfulness into it is so critical. And I think as we're going through these episodes, I think you all are going to really hear from other people what mindfulness means to them, because we could all go off of one definition for it, but in different fields and for different people, it means different things. And I think those varied perspectives and viewpoints are so important, and actually will help us uncover some more ways that will help you move through your day in your life.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a summary of what we're doing, and we're not going to give away everything, but we're really excited to just kind of put it out there that this is what's happening, and to get our episodes out as soon as we can. So let's talk about some fun facts. What are three fun facts about you, Aubrey?
Okay, I'm so excited about these, and not many people know them. So I feel like we're having a coffee chat, and like you all are all my closest friends. So I recently had a big birthday, not mentioning what that was. Most people were really surprised to know that I went to Portugal for 2 weeks on my own with no one else. Notice I have two small children. So this was actually like having quiet time was amazing to learn surfing and yoga. That's right. It was really fun. And I learned that I did get up on the surfboard, but I learned that it's harder than it looks. And then number two, I was once an amateur roller derby captain of a team. It was quite interesting. And no, I did not clothesline anyone. It is not that, it's very technical sport. And number three, I come from giants. My family are, you know, I would have to say I am the smallest person in my family at 5'10". My cousins, all, I'm the shortest of all nine of them, and with the tallest being 6'7". So when we all go places, people kind of just stare. What about you, Tara?
Those are great. Okay, so I love jelly beans, which is not a secret at all. And as a matter of fact, during COVID last year at Easter, I ordered myself a gigantic bag of jelly beans. And then a few months later, another big bag of jelly beans, like from Amazon, like a 5 pound or 10 pound bag of jelly beans arrived. And I thought I must have had it on reorder, but it turns out my father had ordered them for me as a gift because he knows I love jelly beans because he also loves jelly beans. So that's one thing is jelly beans.
I have a follow-up question. I'm sorry. Yes. What is your favorite flavor?
They're kind of like orange, green. If there's a cinnamon red, I like that. Yeah.
Ooh, like a little spicy.
I like the basic Brocks though, or the speckled ones. So this is my season. This is the jelly bean season right now.
You're a happy girl.
I am. I already had one bag. So another fun fact about me is that I speak French. I spent a year in France in college, my sophomore year, which is unusual. And then another fun fact is that I once dressed up as a taco and stood on 14th Street in Washington, D.C. when I was the marketing director for a gourmet store. So I will do anything for marketing.
I love it. I love it. I can envision you in your taco costume. I'm sure it was complete with toppings as well.
I was the proud marketing manager at like 25 years old standing on the corner. In the taco
Absolutely. We will do anything. I'm sure you got a lot of customers in the door.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
All right. So I'm really excited about these rapid fire questions that we ask our guests on many episodes, but we're the ones answering it. Do you want to lead us off?
Yeah, let's wrap this up. Like we'll be wrapping up all of our shows with these rapid fire questions. So the first one is, what's one book that has had an impact on you that you would include in a high school curriculum? You want to go first?
Sure. Okay. So of course, this was the hardest decision ever. And I thought of 50 books, but you made me keep it to one. So The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, just because it talks about limiting beliefs. And I think if only I had known what I know now as a teenager, I mean, don't we all say that? But like just those limiting beliefs that are holding you back in life is so important. And I'd love for our youth to have access to that information. And also anything financial related, because I have to say, I barely knew how to like balance my checkbook in high school. And as a business owner, it would be very helpful to pick up those skills earlier on.
Yeah, that should be something we can talk about on an episode.
Yeah,
absolutely. About these things. For me, The Little Prince is just like the book of just, I love it. There are so many things about it as an adult and as a young adult that I love. Also, it started out in French, so I like that too. But it has great lessons about what you value in life and sort of stopping to smell the roses and being loved and loving something. So I just think that that's everything right there in The Little Prince. Love that book.
Okay, I'm getting teary-eyed. I read that to my son. I hadn't written it, I hadn't read it in a long time. And then I pulled it out because it's on our bookshelf. You know, it's like the old classic. And I started reading it. I was like, this is kind of sad. Like it's meaningful, yeah. But it's like, yeah, it's a good one. Oh my gosh. I love that you surprised me with that one. I think that was something.
Awesome. Okay. Next one.
Okay. What is one app you couldn't live without?
All right. For me, I have an app called Cloud App, which allows me to do screenshots and videos just with a couple of keystrokes. And I use it every day, all the time, sending screenshots and little video recordings to family, friends, clients, colleagues. I use it all the time. So I use tons of apps, but that one I probably use the most.
And by the way, if you're not already tight with Tara, you should definitely, because she will send you all the coolest apps. She has made me buy many an app. I'm like, oh, that is the coolest thing ever. I've got to get that. Meanwhile, I'm like, look at me spending like $100 a week on the newest, latest, greatest thing. But she's got, they work though. Some of them really work.
Yeah, it's true.
She's really good. I love it.
Shiny objects. Yeah.
So my app, well, it was a three-way tie, and I know I'm not allowed to do this, but I'm breaking the rules already. So Peloton app, because attempting to get back into shape or better shape at home with that app has been very helpful. The kids even like, they have this family fit thing and they're hilarious doing their what they call every workout. They call it yoga, even though it's like lifting weights. Mommy's doing yoga. Let's do yoga with her. I'm like, okay. It's hilarious. And that's three-way tie with my grocery delivery app, which I couldn't live without. I was doing it before COVID and then everyone jumped on during COVID, but I love saving time and not going to the grocery store, saving so much time, tied with Voxer. I use Voxer for my team. I use it for my mastermind. I use it for all sorts of things. I love Voxer. It's like a voice mail, like you can, it's like texting and voice messaging back and forth, like a walkie talkie almost with people. Oh, cool. And I tend to talk really fast. So writing that all down would be really difficult. So I find it's like a nice little shortcut across the way.
I have not used that. All right.
Yeah. Oh, look, you learned something new today.
I did.
Okay. Now let's jump into, so what are you reading right now?
So I am reading a novel called Such a Fun Age. I don't know the author. But it's like a gripping kind of novel, just good to read. And then I also like to kind of have a couple of self-help business type books. So you mentioned money. There's an author named Michael Michaelowitz, and he wrote Profit First, which I loved. And then he also has one called Clockwork, which I've also been kind of, so Profit First I read a while ago. Clockwork is about sort of time management or time tracking. And so I've been trying to pay a little bit more attention to that. So I kind of have that like on my shelf, but I'm not reading it every single day.
I love those two. I was almost going to put Profit First on my, if we could get him on the podcast, I'm sure I'm on his top 10 list and everything,
yes.
But oh my gosh, that man, I love those books. I have Clockwork too, although I'm picked it up and put it down several times because I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much I need to do. But yeah. A great book.
Time audits. Oh my gosh. Scare yourself.
So, yeah. Yes, exactly. You're like, okay. So what am I reading right now? So I will have to say, I'm going to be completely honest. I read about 10 different books at a time because I feel like books are like friends. And sometimes you need like the really serious one, like that talks about things. And sometimes you need a lighter hearted one, or sometimes you need something that's more soft on your soul, or you need the hard facts and numbers. And so we just picked up our latest library haul, which thank goodness the libraries do these massive pickups. It's been a lifesaver for my family. And I have 25 books in that haul, 25 books. My nightstand is overflowing. There are stacks on the floor. It's the only part of my house that I would say is really messy because of the books. So for me, it was really hard narrowing things down to what I'm actually reading out, because I'm reading like 25 different things at once. But these are my favorite right now. So I'm a parent of a 6 and 8-year-old. And let me just tell you, parenting's hard. I feel like they should have given you a course before you actually had kids, like how to parent. So right now I'm reading How to Raise Kind Kids because gosh, don't we need more kindness in this world? Great book. It's by, Thomas Licona. I am going to return this to the library. If anyone has been trying to check it out, I've had it for the past 4 months. I'm going to buy my own copy. Opposite of Spoiled, another parenting book by Ron Lieber. Highly recommend it. I'm also finally going to return this to the library after 4 months and buy my own copy. You can see there's a trend here. Then this I really wish I had as a teenager. I know this is going off in left field. Like, whew, where did we go? So I've always been active and an athlete in school and worked out and stuff like that. But like this really talks to women especially. And you don't have to be an athlete, like anyone who works out with purpose. It talks about how to like really listen to your body and understand your body more to be able to work out better and to be able to be happier and healthier and everything like that. And I just wish I had read this.
It's called Roar. It's
yes. Called Roar. You should do it. You should totally, because okay. I know you cycle and everything like that. Yeah. And then, what else am I
reading? Do you finish all these books or do you just
I do.
Kind of like skim through them?
Now there are like, some people do not know, by the way, if I ever write my own book, which I should put it on my dream board. I will make sure that the chapters, like I know a good book layout, like the ones that just go on with like no bolded letter, like no subheadings and stuff like that. I just checked out a book and promptly returned it. It was 1,050 pages long. It was this thick and there was no anything. And I was like, this is ridiculous. But yeah, I do. The ones, now there are some that I skim through, like when I first get them and I'm like, this book isn't for me. Right. Like I can tell pretty quick on which ones I want to dive into where I'm like, no, like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. Cool. Well, and As far as parenting goes, my children are in their 20s now. So I have been there and done that and still doing it. But looking back, you know, I don't know, you kind of do what you do and it feels right. And I read a lot of books too, and I hope that they helped because my kids turned out so far pretty great. So I think you model good behavior for your kids, which I know you do. So
oh, you're so sweet.
Too much on those books, is what I say.
But what I hear you saying is, Aubrey, if you have any parenting questions, you should come to me because I raised two great
kids. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying don't drive yourself crazy with books because about parenting, because you know, it comes to you. You are a good person and that will.
Thank you. So, yes. Wise words.
Well, yeah, which leads us into our last question. Good segue, which is, what is one great piece of advice to leave everyone with?
Oh, you should go first on this one.
I just gave you some advice, some parenting advice. So I kind of feel like I did that. But I have a saying up on my wall over my computer that says, work smarter, not harder. And I don't know that I necessarily do that, but I do. I mean, I work really hard, but I do try to really be mindful about the work that I'm doing and how I'm doing it. So that is advice that I don't always follow, but that I like to share and try to take into my heart.
And I think you saying the word mindful is so appropriate, right? Similarly, mine is about being mindful of just how you're spending your time in your day, in your life, and making sure it's a reflection of how you want to live your life inside. Yeah. You know, we'll get into Enneagrams later, but I'm a workaholic Enneagram. So I could literally work day and night and just burn myself out, which I have in the past. And so it's a good reminder, I think, just every day to remember what's truly important and to align my time with that. Like my family is amazing. I have the two little cutest kids and I just want to snuggle with them. And I got to remember, you know, okay, laptop closes when they're home from school, mommy's present and I'm there for you. And I think that's just my advice is just, you know, treasure what's important for you and make time for it.
For sure. Before you know it, they'll be grown and living across the country.
Oh gosh. This is so fun. I'm so excited. So you all, if you enjoyed this little intro, you're going to want to check out the rest of our episodes. We can't wait. And if you have ideas, let us know too.
Yeah, please do. We really look forward to hearing back from people and hope that this is meaningful for everyone, including ourselves. So thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Mindful School Marketing Podcast.
We'd love it if you pop into iTunes and leave a review, 5-star preferred. Let us know how you like the show. It helps us improve what we're doing and helps others find us too.